Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. Before we begin, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Now you are going to do some things to help you relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out, nice warm fire. One last dragon breath, in and out. Now, it's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your deep dragon breaths. Squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and now let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time, hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe slowly, like a dragon, in and out. How do your feet feel? Next, lift your leg up just a little and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg. Hold it up just a little, and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg, hold it up, and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside each of your hands and have to hold on tight. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms. One more time. Give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Let your arms float down and breathe in. Now, you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face. And one, two, three, let it go. Relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. One, two, three. Let your face and neck relax and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go. Squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Forest Discovery. A cheerful melody danced into the house through the open window. Daisy smiled as the bird's song gently woke her. The little beagle stretched. The bird's song told her it was time to get up. Daisy sniffed the air to see if breakfast was ready. It was. The little dog hurried over to her dish and barked a thank you for the delicious food. Daisy ate every last crumb of her breakfast and licked the bowl clean. A warm summer breeze blew into the house and tickled the little beagle's nose. What was that? Daisy needed a better sniff, so the little dog took a deep dragon breath in and out. To catch as much of the scent as she could. It was a refreshing smell, a little bit sweet, but a distance away. Daisy felt curious. If she could get closer, she might find out what the smell was. The little dog decided today was a great day for an adventure. She zipped over to the door and nudged it with her nose. Sometimes she could slip outside without her person knowing. Just like the little beagle had hoped, the door popped open and Daisy scampered outside. Daisy howled excitedly as she found the trail. Now the refreshing smell was clearer and she could smell a juicy orange on the breeze. The little dog followed the scent into the enchanted forest. It changed as she tracked it. Now, added to the juicy orange smell was the soft, flowery scent of a white rose. Daisy smiled, enjoying the added scent. It was as if someone had added a red rose to a green forest painting. That lair drew the little dog further into the forest. She was so focused on finding the source of the scent, Daisy ran right past a group of bunnies playing tag without saying hello. Usually, Daisy would have been extremely excited to see the bunnies. Not today. Occasionally, the little dog would stop and take a deep dragon breath in and out. To find where to go next. Squirrels leapt from tree to tree above her. Daisy didn't even notice them. The smell had changed again. A warm vanilla scent had added to the rose and orange layers. The scents wafting on the breeze combined to create a warm and caring picture for the little dog. The little beagle bent her nose to the ground to see if she could pick up the scent there. She could, and howled excitedly to tell the world she had found the trail. Daisy ran faster and faster, her nose quickly telling her which way the delightful creature had gone. The little beagle ran right past a group of frogs and a snake. The scent was growing stronger. She was getting close. Daisy stopped at the mouth of a cave. The scent trail led inside. She took another big sniff. To be sure, it definitely was inside the cave. So, the little dog slowly entered the cave. The warm, caring scent of oranges, roses, and vanilla grew stronger. Daisy noticed a big rock in the back of the cave and tiptoed towards it. It was covered with moss and a large creature. That was the source of the wonderful smell. Daisy had found a dragon. The dragon smiled as it napped. The little dog decided to move closer. When she reached the dragon's side, she hopped up and down and danced around the rock. That dragon smelled so good. Then the little dog gave the dragon a friendly lick. With that, the dragon slowly opened its eyes, wondering what was going on. There, in front of its bed, was a little beagle, tail wagging widely. As the dragon sat up, Daisy's tail wagged faster and downward, hugging her back legs. Then she leaned forwards towards the floor and popped back up, spinning in a happy dance. The dragon laughed at the little dog's antics. It leaned forward and petted the little dog behind her ears. Daisy closed her eyes and snorted her approval. Just as she was making friends with the dragon, in the distance, the little dog could hear her person calling her name. It was time to go home, so her person wouldn't worry. Daisy barked her goodbye, ran out of the cave and through the forest, howling the entire way so that her person would know she was coming. When Daisy found her person, she jumped up excitedly, and her person gave her a great big hug. "Where have you been?" she asked. "You smell really good." Daisy knew her person would never believe her little adventure, so she happily returned to the house. It was time for a nap, anyway. Daisy climbed into her big, fluffy bed and yawned. What an adventure! The little beagle wished everyone on Awe Island happiness and peace as she thought of all she had to be grateful for. Daisy was grateful to have met the warm, caring, and great-smelling dragon. She was glad she had taken the time to follow the wonderful smell. Most of all, the little dog was thankful for her beautiful home. Daisy hugged herself tight and then relaxed. She wondered if her friends knew about the dragon and felt determined to share her adventure. After her nap, of course. Daisy took a deep dragon breath in and out. Wondering how to share her discovery with the others, the little beagle took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Daisy fell asleep with the feeling of warmth and caring from the dragon's orange, rose, vanilla scent floating around her. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.